Some members of Williams Lake City Council had some notes for the City Spaces consultants working on the city's official community plan, OCP, project. At the July 8th committee of the whole meeting, Council received an update on the OCP project and proposed new zoning. The project is currently wrapping up Phase 2, and Council heard a summary of what the consultants heard during 2 months of engagement. Hopefully everything goes as planned and you have a new OCP by the end of the year, said Susie Lunn, senior planner with City Spaces. The provincial requirement is for municipalities to produce an OCP by the end of 2025. The project will integrate both community input, First Nations input, geotechnical reports and information, and more in order to come up with an updated plan to help guide the city's growth and development going forward. The planners said they had a very successful engagement process, with 406 survey responses and a number of direct engagement events, including attending a Williams Lake Chamber of Commerce luncheon, hosting a launch event, attending CD Saturday, visiting the Royal Canadian Legion, Williams Lake First Nation and Siliqtun National Government and more. The consultants estimated their number of engagements as over 700. What citizens want to see in an OCP? The feedback they said they have heard so far includes a focus on keeping the small town community feeling alive and well, maintaining access to nature and recreational opportunities, supporting local shops and services, a desire to see reconciliation and diversity, keeping the low traffic feel, and support of community events, arts and culture. When invited to envision Williams Lake in 2050, citizens dreamed of a safe, affordable, active, equitable, economically diverse and sustainable city with a small town atmosphere. The absolute top issue brought forward by respondents was attracting and retaining residents, professionals and businesses, and number two was promoting a positive atmosphere by creating welcoming and inclusive public spaces. The feedback also included a desire from respondents to see development limited in areas prone to natural hazards in order to ensure the city and residents are more sustainable and able to withstand the impacts of climate change. In another survey response, people suggested protection and conservation of the natural environment was the top priority for helping to provide ecosystem protection and address climate change, while number two was considering natural hazards in land use planning decisions. Citizens also wanted to see enhanced tourism opportunities, with less focus on the Williams Lake Stampede and more of a focus on year-round opportunities as well as a revitalization of the downtown core. The consultants also said there was interest in more playgrounds for children, recreation opportunities for youth, an indoor soccer field, better transit, active transportation, support for cultural diversity, crime prevention and much more. Council's response. In response to the presentation of their findings and the resulting proposed zoning amendments, the discussion was less focused on the feedback from the public and more concerned about attracting developers. Some areas with geotechnical concerns, environmental challenges, and other obstacles were highlighted as special study areas. Coun. Angie Delaney said she hopes more of the community come out for the next round of engagement and asked about ensuring the importance of transparency in identifying areas of possible instability clearly on maps for possible developers. On the west side of Williams Lake, an area currently provincial crown land between Westridge and the golf course was the focus of questions from Coun. Scott Nelson. I'm quite concerned that we want to red zone certain areas in the community, said Nelson, in response to some areas which were proposed to be special study areas for development, in consideration of some additional concerns about developing in those locations. He said it could take out a key proponent for redevelopment of the community, using the refrain of wanting to remove red tape for the development community to move forward. The last thing I want to see is special zones created for additional studies and reviews, he said. While Nelson expressed concern not getting this land freed up for development would mean the city couldn't meet their projected housing needs, City Spaces Lunn said their plan actually sees the city meeting their goals for housing within existing developed areas. Nelson said he believes the city needs to take bold action to hit key targets and said he's looking for fast development. Gary Maraca, chief administrative officer for the city, said the city is not red circling these locations, simply trying to ensure developers recognize some areas require further study or work before they would be able to be developed. I think this is where the underground decisions are very costly, and I think that is staff, that's where we're stuck, said Beth Veenkamp, manager of economic development for the city. She said the city would have to pay for roads and underground services if this area was to be developed. The consultants said they had put forward a plan which aimed at responding to the council and citizens' feedback on what they wanted to see for the city's future and would hit their housing targets. We will hit the targets with increased density in the other areas, we will absolutely hit that 80 units a year, said Lunn, with the limiting factor being developer uptake, not land availability. She said while it is more attractive to developers to develop the raw land Nelson is referring to, she pointed out the archaeological issues, geotechnical issues and the potential cost to put in the roads and services infrastructure and the city's costs to maintain more roads and services. Nelson pushed for the consultants to look at possible incentives such as tax exemptions and infrastructure to encourage development. There's a number of considerations and we just want to list them in a way that's very transparent about what needs to happen in that area, said Lunn. Maraca suggested the staff work on the wording, to ensure the designation is transparent but doesn't turn developers away from some areas. The city is aiming to see 80 housing units a year developed over the next 20 years.